13 killed, scores more hurt, 2 arrests. Grim results of today's attack in Barcelona were a speeding vehicle vaulted a sidewalk and drove down its victims. It follows similar attacks across Europe and last weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia. For more, we turn to Lorenzo Vedino, who leads the program on extremism at George Washington University. Spain hasn't been the series, hasn't been the site of these attacks. We've seen a lot of focus on London and also in France.
Yeah, I think the last time Spain was hit was in 2004 when we had the Madrid bombings. But since the mobilization in Europe has been ISIS-linked, Spain has not been touched by the same levels of radicalization and mobilization and by attacks as some of the central northern European countries have.
Why is that?
It's for a variety of reasons, but mostly mobilization in Europe for ISIS has been a second-generation phenomenon. And the southern European countries, like Spain, like Italy, do not have a large number of second-generation Muslims, so people who are born and raised in those countries. So I'm not saying that Spain has not been touched by the phenomenon of radicalization. We have problems. If you're looking at the two enclaves, Spanish enclaves in Moroccan territory, south of Melilla, from where apparently at least one of the attackers came from, those areas have had a lot of problems. But mainland Spain has not been hit with the same intensity in terms of numbers of people radicalized, in terms of foreign fighters, as, let's say, France or the UK or Germany or Belgium.
How good are the security systems in place in Spain? Were the individuals that might have been behind this, were they on the radar? Do they have a radar keeping track?
Since 2004, Spain has increased its counterterrorism capabilities. Let's also remember this is a country that has been hit by another form of terrorism, the Basque nationalist terrorism, ETA, for a long, long time. So it's a country that has an experience in dealing with terrorism. Obviously, as any other law enforcement and intelligence throughout Europe or in the United States as well, they can't intercept everything, they can't monitor everything. They have disrupted quite a few plots. Over the last few years, there have been hundreds of people arrested. This, again, in a country that has not seen the levels of mobilization of other European countries. In Barcelona itself, a plot was thwarted last year, pretty sophisticated one. Having said that, obviously, it's the experience of everybody from Europe to the United States that something always falls through the cracks. I think we'll see over the next few hours whether those individuals that carried out the attack were known to law enforcement, as it is often the case, were not known. What happened, and I think that's something we'll have to see.
You know, this particular area is very popular with tourists, but the method of attack now, using a car, using a van, using anything, it's almost unstoppable.
It is. I think you've seen a lot of European countries have put barriers in pedestrian areas. To be honest, I'm a bit surprised that the city of Barcelona or Spanish authorities have not done that in an area that is hugely popular with tourists. I think Barcelona is one of the top three destinations for tourists. And the Rambla is really the main pedestrian area. So at any time of the day or night, it's flooded with tourists. And the fact that a van could go in, I think it's probably something that will need to be discussed. In the aftermath of the attack. But obviously, you can't stop everything. You can't block city centers. You can't close down places like arenas, as we had an attack in Manchester, or any kind of social life. So obviously, as any country, and I think we've seen that in the States as well, certain precautions have been taken. But you cannot stop life. You cannot militarize our cities.
Well, what about the coordination between Interpol, other European countries, agencies? Are they sharing information fast enough between countries to say, you might have a threat here. Here are 3 or 4 people that just crossed our border into yours.
It has gotten much better compared to a few years back. It is not perfect. Interpol does a good job, but there are a lot of limitations in what can be done. And I think you still have political jealousies, diffidence, even in some cases within individual countries. I think to some degree that would apply to Spain. I'm not saying this is the case right now, but there are political tensions between Catalonia, which wants to be an independent country, and it's an autonomous region inside Spain, and the Spanish central government. And sometimes that has repercussions also on counterterrorism and intelligence sharing. Sharing information in real time is problematic at the European level, at the international level.
All right. Lorenzo Vedino, who leads the program on extremism at George Washington University, thanks so much.
Thank you.
In a series of tweets, President Trump condemned the attack and offered help to the people of Spain. He also raised again a claim that the U.S. Army used bullets dipped in pig's blood to quell Muslim rebels in the Philippines a century ago. The story has been widely debunked.